is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. The last letter Paul wrote was 2 Timothy. In that letter, Paul stressed individual faithfulness. Those who embrace Paul's apostleship and message must be prepared to stand alone if necessary. When you write what you know is going to be your last letter, you will leave out all frivolity and stress the important. And this last letter of Paul stresses the importance of all Scripture more than any other New Testament book. The Lord himself said before his death, "Thy word is truth." Peter said just before his death that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So we see that the Lord, Paul, and Peter emphasized the importance of the written word of God before they died. We must ever be mindful that we have a tricky adversary who will try to slip something else in beside the Scriptures. For instance, contrast the Lord Jesus with a universalist clergyman. He said this, "Too much reliance on Scripture puts people in a place where they don't rely on the inner voice, the indwelling Spirit. God's law is written on our hearts now, not in tablets, not in books, although studying both can bring a witness to what he is saying in your heart." Unquote. Now this is the spirit of the time we live in. The inner voice is more important than the Scriptures. It is the lie of Satan. "Ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil," or determining for yourself what is the truth. Paul was preparing Timothy to fill his shoes in bad times in this last letter. Paul told Timothy that God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, so it is not natural abilities but God's grace that enables us to be faithful in bad times. Paul reminded Timothy in 2 Timothy 3 that the Scriptures are able to make him wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration, Paul said, and the Greek word for Scripture means something written down, not some inner voice or feeling that you get. Scripture will save us from the error of these perilous times, which are characterized by people having itching ears, and they hire a man, a clergyman, to tickle it. They hire a paid professional to appeal to their inner voices. The word used for perilous is ferocious and is used of demon activity in Matthew chapter 8. The doctrines of demons characterize the days we live in. He's not a red-hoofed and red-horned creature today. He sits in the professor's chair and behind the pulpit. Men will either believe the mystery or myths. Paul said that many turn away from the truth and turn aside to myths. There is no middle ground. You will either embrace the truth of the dispensation of the mystery, or you will not rightly divide the word of truth and embrace myths. Paul told Timothy, "Be diligent to present thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Now this is a blue-collar job you do by yourself. Timothy knew the term rightly divide from the Greek Old Testament. Proverbs 3:5-6 reads, "He shall rightly divide thy paths." So right division simply means to follow the street signs. It does not require education, but just enough sense to follow directions. Paul said in chapter 1 not to be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord nor of me as prisoner. He told Timothy to hold fast the form of sound words and the things which he heard from Paul, the same commit to faithful men. Now faithfulness is the key. A faithful man is one who clings to the rightly divided Scriptures. He does not follow some vague or inner voice. In the last chapter, Paul said this, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing." Literally, that have loved is appearing, not just a momentary love, but the characteristic of their life. Loving his appearing will change who you are and what you do. In chapter 3, Paul describes the characteristic of these last days as lovers of their own selves, lovers of money, and lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. The characteristic of these days is love misplaced. Paul said Demas forsook him, having loved this present world. But there are those who love his appearing. Christ is the living word, and the Scriptures are the written word. To neglect the one is to despise the other. The Lord Jesus said, "Thy word is truth, and I am the truth." This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.